A massive characteristic of following Jesus Christ is the patience and faith on waiting on the timing and the will of God. But ambition and impatience so often causes people to force their will in order to force out God from their life. That's devastating. This is what Satan was trying to do with Jesus.
Hi, friends, and welcome once again to Live in the Light. We're always glad to have you join us and always glad to hear from you if God has been transforming your life through the teaching of God's Word. Hey, in case you missed yesterday's program, we looked into the importance of the Word of God as food for the life of the believer. When the world calls us to feast upon so much, whether it's food or drink or experiences or stuff we can buy and fill our houses with, the world calls us to these things, but in today's teaching from Matthew, Jesus calls us to feast upon the Word of God. In these sifting times, the believer who endures, who makes it to the finish line, will be the man or woman who understands that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. To explain more, here's Pastor Robbie now with today's message.
Here we have Moses preparing the Israelites to enter the promised land after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. Initially, Moses reminds the people of God of God's intimate and detailed care for them in the past. That's so important for us to understand. He's like, God has cared for you. God provided for you. You were not in need. God's detailed love and provision of care was there every single day, week, month, and year. For 40 years, God alone provided all their food. And if you notice in Deuteronomy 8, verse 4, take a look. It says, your clothing did not wear out and your feet did not swell these 40 years. Amazing. Deuteronomy 8, 3 has always meant so much to me. Notice this. Notice how God purposely humbled his people. But how did he do this? He humbled them by allowing them to hunger. That's fascinating to me. God, in his sovereign will and pleasure and wisdom, orchestrated events where he would allow his people to hunger. Why would God allow his people to hunger? So he would increase and draw out their dependence. What a principle that is for the Christian life, isn't it? Can you think in areas in your life, I don't know, let's say in the last 14 months or so, where God has allowed you to hunger, where God has taken away certain things, where the ultimate purpose is to draw out, again, our dependence and reliance and love for God and what only he can provide? How did God let them hunger? The text says he fed them with manna. He fed them with a food never before seen. Think about that. No one's ever seen this food before. Created by God, sent from God, down to earth, again, manna from heaven. A food then that could only be provided by the very mouth and command of God. Think about that. Now, why manna? Look at verse 3. That he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So the lesson of the manna was extraordinary because the manna that God gave each day only lasted for that day. Some of the Israelites tried to gather more manna to store it up for future days. But what happened is the Bible tells us that the manna started to stink and grew worms. People could not provide for themselves in their own way and effort. The manna was designed by the Lord to create a daily dependence on God and God alone. Think about that. the design of God saying, you must depend on me on a daily basis for what only I can provide and what only I can give. You cannot find this anywhere else. The manna was designed by the Lord again in the perfect wisdom of God. And his people would rely, listen, on every word that came from the mouth of God, because only when God spoke would the manna be provided. The Israelites were sustained all those, again, weeks, months, years. They were sustained as God spoke to provide for them. So I'm going to pause here for a second because there's so many awesome principles and application and depth of truth that I pray the Holy Spirit's beginning to bring to your heart and mind even now. One of them being, oh, how the Lord loves and blesses dependence. The Lord loves to bless dependence on him. The Lord blesses his word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. One of the massive lessons for the Israelites right here in their future prosperity as they enter the land that was promised. Don't ever forget, people of God, don't ever forget Jehovah Jireh. Don't ever forget the Lord God who provides. Staying in Deuteronomy 8, flip a page over maybe, at least in my Bible, and look at verse 11. Deuteronomy 8, verse 11. Notice what God says again through Moses to the people. Deuteronomy 8, 11. Take care lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command to you today. Now notice verse 12. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them. This is so important. And when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, notice, then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrifying wilderness. And now look down Deuteronomy 8, verse 17. You better have God's word open right now. You gotta feed on the word of God, every mouth that comes from the word of God. Verse 17, beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get every single penny you own, that he may confirm his covenant he swore to his fathers as it is this day. Verse 19, and if you forget the Lord your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you shall surely perish. Wow. The warning to the Israelites, the warning to us today, the danger of our prosperity. The danger of our prosperity is we begin to drown in self-indulgence, self-reliance, and self-congratulations. My power and my might has gotten me this wealth. How wrong you are, how foolish we can be. We must not live by bread alone. And listen, understand this, the people who live by bread alone will die. To live by bread alone, physical bread alone, all those people are going to die. Because ultimately, we live by the very words of God pointing to the bread of life, who is Jesus Christ. Do not live for bread alone. You will not make it in the last days. Do not live for bread alone. Again, this is going to be a massive dividing line in the future between those who finish and those who falter. Loved ones, we must recognize so often the plague of prosperity. How prosperity has plagued so many hearts over the years and will continue to do so in the future. Just so we understand the weight of what God's word puts behind this, look at this verse from James chapter 5 again, just the sober-mindedness it brings. James says, come now, you rich, weep and howl for the miseries that are coming upon you. Weep and howl are the words that are used. Look at this. Your riches have rotted. and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded, and their corrosion will be evidence against you. Wow. And will eat your flesh like fire. Remember, this is James, New Testament, chapter 5. And notice this last sentence here says it all. You have laid up treasure in the last days. All those people seeking to lay up treasure to live by bread alone, they will not live. The corrosion of the treasures on earth we have stored up is evidence against us. Let me ask you this question. In the last several months, what have you been thinking about the most? What most occupies your mind, your thoughts, which leads to your heart? Have your thoughts been occupied about bread issues and personal needs, bread issues of the earth? Or has it been about the bread of life? The bread of life, Jesus Christ, the only one who can ultimately satisfy. Man shall not live by bread alone. We cannot live by bread alone. We will not make it. We will not last. We will not see strength. We will not know the Lord's blessing. We will not have his favor. The Holy Spirit does not bless bread alone. The Holy Spirit blesses every mouth, every word that comes from the mouth of God. God, make us men, women, and children right now who are utterly convinced that we cannot live by bread alone. Please, Lord. Leads us to point number two. Let's be convinced of this. You must live by and feed on then the word of God. In order to finish well, we must live by and feed on the word of God, no exceptions. We return now to Matthew 4, and we return to Jesus in Matthew 4. And here is Satan tempting Jesus to rely on his own self-provision. Again, Satan says, turn these stones into loaves of bread. Now, in the full humanity of Jesus here, Satan seeks to have Jesus, listen carefully, Satan wants Jesus to move away from his dependence on the Father. And isn't that fascinating? Satan is desperately seeking for Jesus to move away from the Father's will and provision. And how many lives have been lured away and destroyed by the same temptation over all these years? But failing to wait, notice what happens with Jesus here, failing to wait and rely on the perfect provision of God, this is when we get into trouble. Some of us right now, we are so caught up in our own ambition, which leads to impatience. We are then forced to force our will to force out God. Be very, very careful. A massive characteristic of following Jesus Christ is the patience and faith on waiting on the timing and the will of God. But ambition and impatience so often causes people to force their will in order to force out God from their life. That's devastating. This is what Satan was trying to do with Jesus. But Jesus here then shuts the door on Satan. Notice what Jesus does. He uses God's word to exalt God's word. I love that. He uses the very command again from the mouth of God to exalt the words that come from the mouth of God. Jesus declares, it is written. In other words, you liar, Satan. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. You see, this is why the Lord allows difficulty in our lives ultimately to decrease or to increase our dependence on him. God lets us hunger that our dependence and reliance increases upon the God of glory. And right there, Jesus declares, Satan, there's so much more to life than physical bread. Jesus says to Satan here, I will not trust in bread. I will trust in my Father. I will not find satisfaction from the physical. I will find ultimate satisfaction in every word that comes from the mouth of God. Oh, how the Lord has allowed us to hunger in so many ways over the past several months, hasn't he? Here's the question, is it working? Is it working? Are we learning the life-changing lesson that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God? You take Matthew chapter 4, you take Deuteronomy chapter 8, and consider some of the massive verses that tie in so beautifully to the content that we're learning right now. Consider these life-giving passages on this life-changing theme. Verse number 1 is this, on the screen for you. John 4, verse 34. Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me to accomplish his work." Now notice this. Notice the food of Christ is to do the will of God. So our greatest food then, our greatest food is God's will. And the single greatest place that we know God's will, of course, is in God's word. Every word that comes from the mouth of God. One of the church fathers, Jerome, he said this, and this is why God's word is so critical. He said this, "Ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ." Look at that, think on that, sit on that. Ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ. "My food is to do the will of him who sent me. And the will of God is found in the word of God. This must be our food also." John 6, 27 on the screen for you. Jesus said this, "Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." John 6 here, the context is the people were seeking after Jesus because he just fed the 5,000. They saw the miracle of the physical bread. They wanted more physical bread. Jesus calls them on it. He says, enough. He says, stop spending your life on that which perishes. Stop laboring for physical food or bread alone. Rather, labor or work for the eternal rewards, the eternal food, the food that does not perish. Who's that for today? Stop spending your entire life in gathering up that which cannot last. Do not work for the food that perishes. Work, labor, serve the Lord, love God for the food that endures to eternal life. Just take a moment, examine your heart right now. Just take a moment. How are we doing with that? So many people spending all their time, energy, passion, obsession with food that perishes. Think in the end, how stupid that is. Think in the end, how foolish that is. It won't be long before you're facing death and all those things, they matter not. They matter not. By the words and the wisdom of Jesus is so wonderful. For some of us, food that perishes is all of us, meaning our whole work is on that which perishes. Church, loved ones, listen. Enough with the bigger barns. Enough with the fast cars. Enough with the stock market obsession. Enough with the gourmet luxury. Rather, instead, labor for the food that endures to eternal life. Listen, disciple someone. Care for the poor. Pour into missions, give to the kingdom, pray with passion, love your neighbor, bless the body of Christ, serve the Lord, store up treasures in heaven while you still can. For so many, the Lord will say, your riches have rotted, your gold and silver have corroded, and they are evidence against you. Please, Lord, not us. Not us laboring for the food that endures to eternal life. John 6, 35 on the screen for you. Jesus said this, he says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. Whoever believes in me shall never thirst. I am the bread of life." We live by the word that we might feed on Jesus Christ. Jesus is the one who quenches our thirst. Jesus is the one who satisfies our hunger. Oh, I speak to the one today who has stuffed their face with earthly bread for far too long, and you know it. You have stuffed your face with earthly bread for so many years, and yet you are still desperately hungry for something real. Jesus Christ speaks to you today and he says to you directly, he says, that's because I'm the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never thirst. Whoever feeds on me shall never, ever hunger. I don't know who exactly who's watching right now. The Lord Jesus Christ knows who's watching. And I pray Jesus Christ has put himself in front of you today. And he says to you right now, as clear as it can be, I am the bread of life. You feed on me, you shall never hunger again. I am the satisfaction. I am the one who gives living water. I am the answer to death. I bring purpose. I bring meaning. I give eternal life. Jesus Christ is the one who says all these things. Jesus Christ is the bread of life who satisfies eternally and ultimately. And I so pray right now in different ways. And some of these things we will never maybe know or never fully see. But right now where you are here close, maybe across this world, who knows that Jesus Christ meets you right now. And you know this is for you. You have stuffed your face for so many years with the world. And now today, for the first time, you will finally feed on him, which brings you everlasting life. You will run from sin. You will turn with faith for forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ, and you will experience a new heart coming to life because Jesus Christ raised from the dead, and you for the first time have seen him, loved him, believe in him, and feed on him that you might never hunger again. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Our final verse, John 6, verse 63. Jesus says, it is the spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Look at that. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. The word of God, which points to Jesus Christ, is the word of life. Oh, loved ones, the flesh is no help at all. We must live by and feed on the word of God, every word. Again, let me be so clear. Those who fail to feed on God's word in the last days, they are doomed to fail. And that's why so many are failing right now. So many people are trying to live by bread alone, and it's not working. Spiritually speaking, they are not strong in Christ. They are faltering. They are being sifted. They are being seen distancing themselves from the center of the church and the strength that is found in Jesus Christ. Yes, you can be on keto diet, vegan diet, or the South Beach diet, but unless you're on God's meal plan, you will suffer, you will ultimately starve, you will be emaciated. There's only one diet that leads to everlasting life. You know what's so encouraging too? That right now, in the midst of all that's happening, in the midst of things we can't fully explain, in the midst of things we can't see, whatever, God is assembling, though, an army of people who are being weaned from bread alone. God is assembling an army of people. He is gathering a group of people who are being weaned from bread alone and who are feasting on the reality and the glory of the bread of life, Jesus Christ. Away. May we be found among them, those who are being weaned from bread alone. Again, there's only one diet that leads to eternal life. Oh God, help us not to be foolish. Feed on Jesus Christ who gives life to the full. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Just to bring it home today, we're gonna do this each week. We're unable to gather. Here are some questions I want you to consider right now in your homes to talk with each other and to pray for each other right now. Maybe you can take a screenshot of this right now so you can have it for when the service is done in a few minutes. But take a look here. I'd love for us to discuss this again. If you're by yourself right now, maybe call a friend, get someone on FaceTime, talk together, reach out. How can we do this? Be accountable, and how can the Lord grow? First question, where or how am I being tempted to live for bread alone? All of us will have answers to that question. Wouldn't it be powerful if we just said openly, able to share that we can be prayed for and encouraged in this way? Where and how am I being tempted to live for bread alone? And don't rush through these. Just sit on them, think about them, talk about them, pray through them. Next one, does my life prove that I live by the word of God? See, all of us would agree, man doesn't live by bread alone. Everywhere comes from the mouth of God. We all agree with that, but do our lives prove it? Like with someone looking at our lives, that person is living by the word of God, by every word that comes from the mouth of God. That's such an important question to ponder. And the third question is this: what do I need to fast from to increase my dependence on the Lord? You can also insert in this question, what has the Lord removed from me in the past several months to increase my dependence? Where has the Lord caused me to hunger that I might hunger more for him? Where has the Lord replaced maybe luxury with manna for the ultimate purpose that I might hunger for him and truly be satisfied? In all of this, what's happening right here, declaring your absolute need for the Lord right now. God, we need you. God, we need you. Why? Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Oh Lord, work in our time. Let's pray, church. Let's pray wherever we are. Let's pray together. Jesus Christ, I pray right now. I pray you'll be moving. I pray you have spoken. I pray, Holy Spirit, you are bringing conviction, but I pray you're also bringing encouragement. I pray you are bringing clarity. Help us to understand and believe. We are so tempted every day to live for bread alone. We are so tempted. The world tries to convince us it's now, it's here, it's satisfaction in the moment, it's temporal pleasure. It's not, it's not, it's not. Your word goes out of its way over and over and over again. The words of God from the mouth of God say, you live for now, you die. You live for heaven. You live for treasures in heaven and you will live. I pray for young people here right now, Lord. I pray you'll speak to them. I pray you will give them unusual wisdom to see through the lies of Satan and this world, to look at the accumulation of wealth, riches, temporal satisfaction, and say in the end, it means nothing. Why would I live for that which will corrode in the end? Why would I not live for Jesus Christ who satisfies eternally? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, that is wisdom. And so move our church, Lord, in these strange and difficult days. I pray you are preparing us to be men and women who are ready for the last days. And a massive piece of that is dependence on the word of God and praying the word of God and singing right now, dependence upon the Lord. Unite us, convince us, bless us with you. We pray in Jesus' name.
Hey, Live in the Light listeners, you are so dearly loved. Hey, check this out. It's hard to believe this, but this year marks the 15th anniversary of this radio ministry. Man, that's amazing. We are so excited to celebrate this milestone, and we give thanks to the Lord who has allowed us to exist for this long and to minister to so many. It really is His ministry, and we do look forward with a great anticipation to what lies ahead as we continue to see the gospel go forward and be shared. Now, one way we would love to celebrate this special occasion is to hear from you. That would mean so much to us, our listeners. We would love for you to share how this ministry has both impacted you or touched you over these past 15 years. Hey, would you seriously consider taking some time to write us a note, send us an email, find a way to contact us again? Something maybe specific of how a particular message spoke to you or in a personal way that you've been blessed, right? The Lord tells us to encourage one another, and we would love to do that and celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ again in these 15 years of His grace, allowing His gospel to go forward through Live in the Light. So please do let us know. We would love, love, love to hear from you in this way. How do you do this? Contact us through our website, liveinthelight.ca, or call us at 1-844-22-LIGHT. That's 1-844-225-4448. Again, we are anticipating hearing from you and celebrating with us on our 15th anniversary here at Live in the Light.
That's all for today, listeners. Join us again next time here on Live in the Light. Oh, yeah.